see if it's going. Yeah. Okay, now this is take two, and let's get on with the graduation.
So anyway, I graduated from law school in 1952. I was then working at the Burton Abstract and Title Company. And took the bar examination that summer passed and was admitted to the State Bar of Michigan in January of 1953. During 1953, I simply worked at the Detroit Bar Association, or at the Burton Abstract and Title Company. Polly and I bought a home on Cloverlawn Street on the west side of Detroit. It was an older home that was owned by the Masonic Association because the widow had deeded it to the association, and she was being taken care of for the rest of her life by them. I think I paid $9,800 for the house. I had to borrow the down payment from my employer, Burton Abstract, sold the car that we had that Polly had inherited from her father, and spent the next year or so going to the store with a little red wagon to bring home our groceries. And I remember waiting for the bus in front of Sears and Roebuck Company in the rain and the cold and thinking to myself, any kind of a car, Lord, any kind of a car. And every car that would go by, the worst old rattletrap, but at least that guy would be in his car going to work and I'd be standing on the corner. Anyway, we struggled and we worked hard on the house and painted and wallpapered and fixed up and that sort of thing. And then in the... In 1954, I ran for the state legislature again. This time they had cut the city of Detroit into districts, and so I was running from a west side district where three candidates were to be elected. And again, I led the ticket by the Republic with the Republicans, among the Republicans, and the Republicans all lost to the Democrats in the runoff. But that was 54. In 1950...
Did you file by petition in that campaign?
No, I think in that case I filed a $100 filing fee. In 1955, January, early in 55, well, late in 54, I got a phone call from Bob Waldron, whom I didn't know, but he told me that he'd been... it had been suggested to him that he call me by Art Bonk, a mutual friend.
Bonk, B-O-N-K.
B-O-N-K. And that Bob had recently been elected to the legislature, had a small law office in downtown Lansing, downtown Detroit, was looking for an associate. Was I interested? And it happened that I had a little bit of business, law business of my own, largely. One of my best clients was my wife's uncle, who had a piece of property that he had to foreclose on or something, and I had a fee coming up from him on that. And so I agreed with Bob to go into the law practice. And the 1st of January, 1955, I started into the law practice, just the two of us. We had a two-room office with one office for the lawyer and an outer office for the secretary. Of course, we didn't have a secretary, and I sat where the secretary would be whenever Bob was in town, and when he wasn't in town, I could sit in the lawyer's desk, at the lawyer's desk, and we would have secretaries from other law offices come in the evening and do our typing for us and so on. So that's where we started out, and we were there for a little while, and then we moved over to the First National Building, where I had my own office, which was a wonderful thing. 1955, and I remember the first month in my law practice, I had been making 200 and... No, I've been making $325 a month working for the law firm of Kenny Rademan Rockwell. And when I left at the end of 1954, and in my first month in the law practice, I grossed $950. And my expenses were $240. So I took home, or grossed, around $700, which was twice what I had made working for Kenny Radom. And I was ecstatic. I said, how long has this been going on? Where have I been all these years?
Excuse me, how do you spell Kenny Radom?
The firm's name, was the owner of the firm was Mr. Frank E. Kenny, K-E-N-N-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
And
Radom,
R-A-D-O-M.
Uh-huh. And Rockwell.
Rockwell, R-O-C-K-W-E-L-L.
Oh, okay, excuse me.
So anyway, the second month, however, I only grossed about $270, and my expenses were $240, so that all of a sudden it didn't look so good. But we did all right, and kept body and soul together in 1955. Well, then in 1956, my twins were born. In March of 56, and I was still practicing law with Bob Waldron at the time. I think perhaps by then my brother Terry had come with us. He had been working for an insurance company, and I persuaded him to come to law practice with us.
He was a lawyer?
He became a lawyer. He went to law school after I did, but he was older, but a little later getting started. Then came... Okay, the twins were born, in Peggy and John were born in 1956. We were struggling, had to give up my home, the house we'd bought. Polly went to work teaching. That was before the twins were born. And we rented an upper flat in near 6 Mile in Wyoming on Cherry Lawn Street. And we lived in that two-bedroom upper flat when the twins were born. So there we were with three children in a two-bedroom upper flat. And then in 1957, I ran for common police court judge. Oh, I've left something out. I left something out.
Bingo out.
Yes, right. Left something out. In 1955, in 54, I ran for the state legislature. In 55, I ran for the United States Congress.